Therewith the fire of jealousy upstart within his breast, and hent him by the heart so woodly that he like was to behold the box-tree or the ashes, dead and cold. Then said he,
O cruel gods that govern this world with binding of your word etern, and written in the table of adamant your parliament and your eternal grant, what is mankind more unto you hold than is the sheep that rouketh in the fold?
For slain is man right as another beast, and dwelleth eke in prison and arrest, and has sickness and great adversity, and oftentimes guiltlessly, pardy. What governance is in this prescience that guiltless tormenteth innocence? And yet increaseth this all my penance, that man is bounden to his observance, for God's sake to letten of his will, whereas a beast may all his lust fulfill. And when a beast is dead, he has no pain, but man, after his death, must weep and plain, though in this world he have care and woe. Withouten doubt, it may standen so. The answer of this let I to divines. But well I wot that in this world great pine is. Alas, I see a serpent or a thief, that many a true man has done mischief, go at his large, and where him list may turn. But I must be in prison through Saturn, and eke through Juno, jealous, and eke wood that has destroyed well nigh all the blood of Thebes with its waste walls wide. And Venus slays me on that other side, for jealousy and fear of him are kite. Now will I stint of Palamonolite, and let him in his prison still dwell, and of Achaita forth I will you tell. The summer passeth, and the nights long increasen, double-wise the pain strong, both of the lover and the prisoner. I not which has the woefuller mister, for shortly for to say, this Palamon perpetually is damned to prison, in chains and in fetters to be dead, and Achaite is exiled upon his head, for evermore as out of that country, nor nevermore he shall his lady see. You lovers, ask I now this question. Who has the worse, Archite or Palamon? That one may see his lady day by day, but in prison must he dwell alway. That other where him list may ride or go, but see his lady shall he nevermore. Now deemeth as you list, you that can, for I will tell forth as I began.
Unable to bear the absence of Emily, Archite returns in disguise to Athens, where he becomes a page in Emily's household. Eventually Palamon too gets free, and they meet by chance in the forest, where they proceed to settle their quarrel over Emily with a bloody fight, after Archite has chivalrously provided Palamon with armor. When Duke Theseus also, by chance, finds them fighting illegally in his territory, he passes instant sentence of death. But, under pressure from the ladies, who think that being fought over is touching, he decrees that the quarrel shall be settled by a legal fight, a tournament, which will involve 200 instead of 2 men. And although some weapons are banned, it looks as if the legal fight will be even more violent and bloody than the one he has just stopped. Here is part 2 of the Knight's Tale.